This is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Mom, when is Wyatt going to be home?
I don't know, Bridget, but we should wait to start the show until he gets here. You know how he hates missing the first few minutes. Oh, well, here he is.
Come on, Wyatt.
Okay.
Are we ready?
Not quite. Wyatt, how was your first time at church, honey?
Fine. Anything for lunch?
Sandwiches, right on the counter. So, Wooten brought you home?
And Mrs. Bassett.
Oh.
What do we have? Turkey?
And ham. Did you learn anything?
Not really, but I think the Sunday school teacher learned a few things from me.
Really? What did you
teach? Please don't ask a follow-up question, Mom.
Is there any mayonnaise?
One packet. Want to split it?
I'll go with barbecue sauce.
Did you meet anyone interesting?
Oh, yeah. I invited a bunch of kids to my birthday party at Wit's End tomorrow. Is that okay?
Sure. How many did you invite?
About 10 or 15.
Okay. I'll order more pizza.
Can we start the show now?
Yes.
A one-room apartment. No television, no phones, 96 hours. A diet of only cotton candy and energy drinks. 10 young adults, all heirs to their parents' fortunes. Unlimited slapping. And, oh yeah, did I mention the loose tarantula? Welcome to Spoiled Brat Flat.
I hope Brad gets slapped today.
He does deserve it, right?
Yeah.
My chair or my dad will sue you.
My dad invented aerosol mustard. I can sit wherever I want.
Yes!
What was
great
that
slap,
for?
Blair.
That was giving me a diamond necklace that had not one.
I don't think I'm going to watch this show anymore.
What? Why?
These people have really negative attitudes. I don't really need that in my life.
What?
Wait a second, Bridget. Pause the show. Wyatt, this is the one show we all agreed on. It's a weekly guilty pleasure that we can have together. I like this time.
Sorry. Maybe we could find another show. I just don't like this one so much anymore. I'll be in my room.
What was that?
I mean, he's right. All of these people have really lousy attitudes.
So Wyatt goes to church once and suddenly he thinks he's above watching Spoiled Brat Flat?
Well, maybe today's sermon was about positivity.
Wyatt can't take the moral high ground on anything. For one thing, he stole a bunch of your lipstick the other day.
Yeah, I know, though I'm not sure why.
Oh, I know. He put lipstick dots all over his face and posted a video about the ineffectiveness of mosquito netting against the Odyssey leviathan fly.
What?
Which, of course, doesn't exist.
Hey, Mom, I forgot to tell you that I took your lipstick the other day. Sorry. I'll buy you some more after my next allowance.
Oh, okay.
What?
Thank you, Wyatt.
I'll be in my room.
I don't like this at all. Nope, not at all.
I might have to ask Connie to make more pizza.
How is it possible that Wyatt has more friends than me?
Honey, it's not like you've given that much effort since we've moved to Odyssey.
What am I supposed to do? Hang a big I'm looking for friends sign around my neck?
Have you really forgotten how to do this? Just introduce yourself to someone.
Does that actually work anymore?
I'll tell you what doesn't work. Standing with your mother, drinking punch, purposely avoiding people.
The pickings are slim, Mom. I'm not interested in making friends with any 10-year-old boys.
Well, how about her?
Who?
That girl handing out cake. Who's that?
Oh, that's Jules, Connie's sister.
So, what's wrong with her?
Nothing. Well, that I know of. I've never met her officially.
Well, she's probably not looking to start a friendship with a 10-year-old boy either, so you might be her best option for an appropriate teenage conversation right about now?
I would really love to hear what your idea of an appropriate teenage conversation is.
I don't know. Lots of uses of the word groovy.
Nice try, but we don't talk that way anymore.
You're stalling, sweetie. Get over there.
This is the last time I'm gonna let you pick my potential friends. Ever.
Groovy.
Hey.
Hi.
Do you need help with anything?
Oh, no. I'm just handing out cake, but I think everyone has a slice. Oh, did you get a slice?
I'm more of a pie person.
Me too. Wait, you're the birthday boy's sister. Bridget, right?
Guilty as charged.
I'm Jules.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you work here?
No, but I do help out when my sister needs an extra hand.
You're a better sister than I am. I'm avoiding my brother's party as much as possible. 10-year-old boys stress me out. I've been balled up in the corner.
Well, hey, we have some plastic menus if you want to cover your face so they can't breathe on you.
It's too late. I've been exposed.
Oh, no. Man, these boys are so weird.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that one over there's been eating the candles.
I wondered where they all went.
I mean, unless your brother's turning 3.
Oh, I can't stand Brad.
Me neither. He's the worst. He's the only one I actually want to get slapped more.
Did you see the episode where the producers forced him to wear horizontal stripes for a day?
Yes. He cried the entire show.
Wouldn't stop looking in the mirror, talking about how fat he was.
And he has the body shape of a lamppost.
You know what? You should come over and watch with me.
That would be great. Connie hates the show. I've got no one to watch it with me.
It used to be our family show until Wyatt got all high and mighty last night. I mean, one day at church and suddenly he's the morality police.
Ugh, it drives me crazy when Connie does that. No, Connie, I don't know if Jesus would read this. There weren't magazines back then. Weren't there, like, 3 books total?
Oh, there you are. What are you doing in the library?
Oh, we're just hanging out.
Oh, hi, Bridget.
Hi, Connie.
You're missing some pretty fun party games.
No offense, but I kind of doubt that.
Well, we're about to open presents. Jules, I need you to clean up the wrapping paper as we go, please?
Sure, yeah. Well, I'll talk to you later.
Definitely.
Why are you hanging?
What was that about?
I think this dishwasher's broken.
I said that last week.
All the glasses are still dirty. Can you wash them by hand, please?
Sure.
Thanks. So, you talked to Jules for a long time. I guess you like her?
Yeah. She's great.
Well, look at that. I guess potential friends do exist in Odyssey.
I don't know if it'll last.
What? Why not?
Connie doesn't like me.
Oh, come on. What makes you say that?
She probably thinks I'm a bad influence.
No.
I don't go to church, and she wants Jules to hang out with everybody at Wit's End. Not the only pagan in this entire town.
You're not a bad influence. I think Connie's a good enough judge of character to know that.
I guess I'll find out. When we were leaving, Jules asked me to come over to her house tomorrow.
Great.
Do you have any granola?
Granola? What is it with you, Wyatt? Do you think you're suddenly better than the rest of us?
No. But does granola really do that?
Since when have you asked for a healthy snack? You always want ice cream or potato chips.
I just wanted granola. I'm sorry. I'm fine with potato chips, too, if that makes you feel better.
No, granola is fine.
I think there's some in the pantry, honey.
Okay, but just so I know, is this a new rule, running snacks by you, Bridget?
No.
Only me, Wyatt. Granola's fine.
All right. Thanks. I'll be in my room.
Was I being a little excessive there?
A bit.
Are those pictures on your desk from California?
Yeah, that's Redondo Beach.
Ugh, I miss the ocean.
You lived on the coast?
East. Virginia. We were only there for like 6 months, but, you know, California looks like a place that fits me.
Come in.
Hey, dinner's gonna be in about half an hour. Jules, you know Kristen from church?
No.
Oh, well, maybe I haven't introduced you to her yet, but I've been wanting to have her over for a while, and her schedule opened up today. I thought I'd ask her to join us. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't mind.
Great. I'll let you know when she gets here.
Okay, sounds good.
Is Connie a good cook?
She tries. You know, if you have any expectations at all, lower them.
Guys, I'd like you to meet Kristen.
Hello.
Nice to meet you, Kristen. I'm Jules.
I'm Bridget.
Pleased to meet you both. Well, let's sit. Kristen, you can sit there.
Okay.
And Bridget, why don't you sit there?
All right.
We got eggplant parmesan and spaghetti. Mm. There's bread over here and salad.
It all looks so wonderful, Connie.
Yeah, it does really look good.
Thank you. Kristen, would you like to bless it for us?
I'd love to. Our Heavenly Father, it is so wonderful to be here with new friends and enjoying this wonderful meal. How blessed are we to take this time to fellowship together while appreciating the wonderful bounty you've bestowed upon us. We don't deserve your grace, and yet we bask in the glow of it. We don't deserve your love, and yet we depend on it. Bless this nutritious meal to our bodies and help us to use the energy it gives us to uphold your kingdom in an effective, eternal way. We ask these things in your precious name. Amen.
Wow.
Well, I hope this meal can live up to that prayer.
I've never used the word bestowed, even ironically.
Thanks. I'm ready for some of that wonderful-looking bread now.
Oh, you got it. Here you go.
Thanks. It's been months since I've eaten anywhere but my own home. So nice.
You haven't been out to eat in months?
Not a full meal. We go to Wits End for ice cream twice a year.
Well, maybe you should explain about your family.
Oh, okay. I'm in a family of 17.
I'm sorry, what?
Are you counting, like, aunts and cousins and stuff?
Yeah.
No, I have a mom and dad and 14 brothers and sisters.
Oh. So going out to eat is quite an expensive ordeal. Mm-hmm. Tell them all your siblings' names.
Okay. Kyle, Catherine, Kayla, Keith, Kiki, Kip, Kelsey, Keegan, and Kagan. Those are the twins. Cameron, Kenny, Kelly, Karen, and Svetlana. She's a Russian girl we just adopted.
Wow.
Are you going to change her name?
Who?
The Russian girl. Are you going to change it to a K name?
No. We want her to hold on to her birth identity as much as she can.
I'm sure there's a Russian name that starts with a K. Like, I don't know. Kiev? That's Russian, isn't it?
Kiev, like the chicken dish?
I don't know. Just don't you think she might feel left out if she doesn't have a K name?
Hmm. I guess we don't want that.
Well, I think Svetlana is a really nice name.
This salad is delicious.
Well, I'm sure it's not as fresh as you're used to.
No, it's wonderful.
Kristen lives on a farm just outside Odyssey.
Oh, really? What kind of farm?
We have all sorts of vegetables and animals. My job is the cows.
What do you do with them?
I milk them.
Right. Of course.
I feed them, too, and groom them.
That's gonna look good on a resume one day.
So does anybody need butter for their, oh, I forgot the glasses in the kitchen. Why didn't anybody say anything? Let me get them.
I'll help you, Connie.
Oh, thanks, Kristen. I filled them with ice and never brought them out.
My sister Karen does that all the time. She's got small hands and can't.
Is this girl for real?
She's different.
I feel like we're having dinner with Colonial Williamsburg.
Definitely never met anyone like her.
I didn't know people like that actually existed. I'm excited to get to know her. I love this song.
So do I.
It's nice. I've never heard it.
Yeah, they play it constantly on the radio.
I don't listen to the radio that much, except Christian audio drama.
Sounds kind of lame. Okay, I've got an idea that will help us all get to know each other better.
Oh, okay.
Let's do it.
Let's go around and name the worst thing you've ever done.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't want to know that. I'd rather know about the best thing you've ever done.
Where's the fun in that? Okay, I'll go first, but only if you guys agree to be honest with your answers.
All right.
Okay.
Great. Let me think. Oh, when we lived in Missouri, I wanted to go to the ice cream place and my mom wouldn't take me. So I secretly took her car and went by myself.
I was 13.
What?
Did you make it there safely?
Yeah.
My dad taught me to drive an ATV, so I knew a little bit about how it worked. Mm. But I almost got into 2 accidents. Mm. I hadn't learned the basic concept of merging yet.
Did your mom ever find out?
Ugh, yeah. I set the seat forward so I could reach the pedals, and I forgot to put it back. She nailed me the next day.
You almost pulled it off.
I was this close.
Thank God you were okay.
All right, your turn, Jules.
Okay, so when I lived in California, I shoplifted a necklace on a dare.
From where?
A jewelry store at the mall.
Did you give it back?
Nope. In fact,
You still have it?
Still has the price tag on it.
Are you going to give it back?
I mean, I don't wear it, so I guess I could. I don't know if the place is still in business, though.
If enough people shoplifted, it probably isn't. Hmm.
Kristen, you're up.
I don't know. I've got nothing as interesting as those.
Come on, dig deep. Confession is good for the soul.
Well, one time I overslept and didn't milk the cows, then I lied to my parents and said that I did it.
Hmm.
I repented that afternoon and snuck in and milked them.
Wow.
No, that does not deserve a wow. That doesn't even deserve a mild hmm. Come on, you've got to have something juicier than that, Kristen.
I deceived my parents.
For about an hour and a half. Look, forget about your squeaky clean reputation for a minute. We're not going to tell anyone your secrets, okay? Give us a real one.
I don't remember anything else.
I don't know anyone like you. Are you even a real person?
Bridget.
Do your parents make you go to bed at 7 p.m.? Are you allowed to eat anything processed? What happens when you say a bad word?
You know, I'm kind of tired.
Do you get grounded from the nightly campfire sing-along?
I'm just gonna go.
No, Kristen, you don't have to do that.
It was nice to meet both of you.
Wait, Kristen! Bridget, what was that?
I was just joking.
Well, you took it too far.
Maybe, but she wasn't being honest with us.
How would you know?
She's too good to be true. Nobody's really like that.
Hey, what happened in here? Kristen just ran out. Why was she crying?
It was my fault. I joked around a little too much.
You made fun of her?
I was teasing.
Teasing? You...
I'm gonna ask you to leave, Bridget.
You want me to go after her?
No, I want you to go home.
This was a bad idea.
Bridget, wait up.
Are you sure you're allowed to talk to me?
Connie will cool down. You just need to apologize to Kristen.
That's not going to be enough. Nothing will ever be enough.
Why do you say that?
Connie doesn't like me. I've never felt so judged.
No way. Why would you think that?
She just kicked me out of your house.
Okay, yeah, that might have been a little harsh, but you know, you kind of deserved it.
I'm not just talking about tonight. She judged me before today. At wit's end, she asked you why you were hanging out with me.
She never said that.
Oh, come on. I heard her say it. Why are you hanging out with her? Right when you were walking out of the library?
No, you heard wrong. She asked me why I was hanging out in the library when I knew she needed help with the party.
Oh. Look, what about Kristen? Why would Connie invite her over when she knew the two of us were hanging out?
I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because she would rather Kristen be your friend than me.
Connie wouldn't do that. She's a really good person, and from what I can see, so is Kristen. Nobody's judging you. The only one who's judging people is you.
I'm sorry.
You're saying that to the wrong person.
Hi, Connie. Kristen.
Hey.
Nice to see you again.
Thanks for agreeing to meet me.
First, I just want to say how sorry I am, Kristen. I was really mean to you last night.
Thanks.
I'm not normally like that. I don't want to make an excuse. I was awful, and I feel like I lost some potential friends over it.
It doesn't have to mean that.
Oh, come on. You both hate me. Jules hates me.
That's not true.
No, not on any count. Jules and I talked after you left. She really likes you, and so do I.
You do?
Why wouldn't I? I mean, yeah, you were mean to Kristen, but I've known you for a while. You love your family, you stick up for your brother, you've held down a job at the Burger Barn. You seem like a good, responsible person.
But I'm sure you wish I was a Christian.
Well, I wish everybody was a Christian.
No, I mean, you wish I was a Christian because then I would be a better influence on Jules. Isn't that why you brought Kristen over in the first place? Because she's a Christian and I'm not?
Why don't you tell her why I invited you, Kristen?
My mom's been wanting me to get together with Jules for a while. I'm interested in music, and Jules is so good at singing and playing guitar, she thought we should talk. We've been planning it for weeks, and last night just happened to be when it worked out.
I can show you the texts if you want to see for yourself.
Oh, no, that's okay.
You know, Bridget, when I was a teenager in California, I went with some friends to a restaurant wearing a shirt that wasn't very modest. The whole time, a woman across the room stared at me, and I started getting mad that she was judging me. I almost walked up to her to tell her off. But then she stood up, got out her walking stick and sunglasses, and left. She was blind.
Okay, but how is that...
Look, if you search hard enough for judgmental people, you'll find them. Even in places where they don't really exist.
Right.
The real question is, why are you searching for them so hard?
Is this enough popcorn?
Should be. Do you have butter spray?
Yep, in the top of the cabinet.
Right. Okay.
So, Connie really laid it all out for me the other night.
I heard.
What's it like living with her?
We disagree on almost everything. But, now don't you dare tell her I said this.
I won't.
She makes me a better person just by watching her. Here's the butter.
Then let's go. I could smell that popcorn coming a mile away. What a glorious scent.
Someone should make popcorn perfume.
You should get a job at a movie theater, Bridget. I could smell you all day. It would be permanently infused in your skin.
It totally would be. And it causes all kinds of nasty skin diseases.
Quiet.
I'd like extra butter and salt.
You can all grab your own. I'll put the bowl on the coffee table.
Oh, let's go ahead and start the show.
Yes. I don't want to be up till midnight.
I got it.
Now, remember, we've never seen this show ourselves. We're just trying out our options. And if nobody likes it, we'll find something else.
Okay, fair enough.
One college dormitory, 27 community restrooms, 18 janitors, all blindfolded. No tools except popsicle sticks and duct tape.
What?
Oh, yeah. Did I mention the python in the toilet?
Oh,
are you guys crazy? A python in the toilet?
Ugh.
This is gonna win awards!
Why do you think Bridget was so quick to accuse Kristen and Connie of judging her? In John chapter 3, Jesus said that people living in darkness hate the light because it exposes their deeds. Simply by living for Christ, we can be a light that some people would rather turn off. It makes them uncomfortable, even when we're not judging them at all. So they make fun of us. They label us to dim the light. But like Bridget, those people are avoiding the bigger issue of what's going on inside. They need to see that God wants to take away their darkness. So keep shining. When they're ready, it could be your glow that leads them to Jesus. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Judge Me Tender was written and directed by Marshall Younger, with sound design by Christopher Deal, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Tucker Chandler, Rebecca Davis, Giselle Fernandez, Katie Lee, Keely Marshall, and Shona Rodman. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.